The ramp. The ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered their Jesus. He weighs the same as three people. He just had cancer.
He steals bits from
Gordon Keith.
This is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate and Sante Center for Healing.
Thank you so much, DJ. Got a couple of gambling stories I would like to tell you boys about. Let's start with one. I know you are. Let's start with this one, though, as this one stemmed from the staple that is on July 4th. We have the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Did you see that we had betting controversy stemming from that?
No, I did not. I did not wager this year on the hot dog eating contest.
We do know somebody who did, though.
We do.
Abstain, of course. Well, apparently there was a controversy as a couple of the eaters, including Miki Sudo, the 12-time women's champion.
Black Widow.
No.
Was officially credited with eating more hot dogs and buns than was announced after her initial showing.
We lost count?
So apparently they can lose count as hot dogs are flying.
Where's the proof?
Hot dog water's going everywhere. Things can get crazy. It's like a battlefield out there.
Yeah, bullets are flying, buns are all over.
So when they had the hot dog eating contest on Saturday, apparently Miki Sudo ate her line going into it for hot dogs eaten was 38.5.
Gross.
Which,
gross.
What a lady. My kind of gal.
Look, not bad at all for a lady that can put down 38 dogs.
For sure. Do you think that would be a good line in speed dating? Like, I bet you can hit the over in the hot dog eating contest.
I work in accounting. I can eat 38 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Be like, wow, you want to get out of here? Well, her line was 38.5.
I don't have to spring for steak with this one. Yeah. She's good with the hot dog.
I mean, yeah, so just call it work.
Or you have to spring for 12 steaks.
Training. Yeah. So at the time, she was credited with 34, so hit the under. Didn't quite get the 38.5. Still enough to win. She dominates the women's field. The runner-up was Michelle Lesko, who only had 22.
Pathetic.
But when they finally go back and do the official count, you know, like when at the end of the fantasy week, you have to wait for any stat corrections. They did a hot dog eating stat correction.
They wait until she jams her fingers down her throat and regurgitates all the buns and everything so they can count again.
I don't think they do that.
When they went back and did the adjusted hot dog 8 stat, the new total was at 39.
The AHA?
Right. The adjusted hot dogs eaten, so the AHE.
AHE, okay.
She was at now 39, which would be the over.
So
gamblers were upset.
I bet.
How'd they miss 5 dogs?
But the funny thing is, though, every time we hear this kind of thing happen, because this will happen in other sports, too, isn't there the other side of the coin of people that are now happy that things were changed?
Yeah, we want to get things correct.
Now, you would say, okay, is there something nefarious going on where maybe the official hot dog counter has a person in Vegas placing bets for them, so they're going in there. And I would not, like, look, I don't want to be an umpire. I don't want to have to be an official in the NFL. I certainly would not want to be the person that has to count hot dogs after the fact.
God, you would be a you'd be a terrible NFL referee.
I would be a terrible hot dog ref because I would be contributing to the eating the product. I hope you're out here, Joey.
He wasn't even paying attention. He's over there face first in a plate of dogs.
He's doing competing. His own competition.
Somehow the official came in fourth.
No, I got more than you. I got more than you.
No, 39. No. I saw
it. How many did I have? I don't know. I got... It looked pretty good. I lost track.
I had a light breakfast. Sorry. I'm sorry.
So you have a bunch of bettors upset because they went back and adjusted her total. They did the same thing to one of the male competitors, which was her husband, Nick Worre. Power couple, by the way.
Is this like how band kids always just get married together because that's the only people you hang out with?
They're probably the only ones that can stomach what they're doing. Yeah. This is an odd sentence, but there is a competitive eater couple that I follow on YouTube, and they're the exact same way.
On YouTube?
Yeah, man.
You saying Booker Badlands got married?
He might be married, but I don't think he's married to a competitive eater. This is a different couple.
You need to buy stock early in that kid, though.
What are their names?
Right.
Tell me the...
Randy Santel is the dude. And he can put it down.
I don't care.
You asked me!
Don't tell me more. I just wanted to know.
You asked me.
You need to feel more shame about this, that you're watching hot dog eating couple.
They're not
content.
Just eating hot dogs. This Nick Worre guy holds the record for most... baby food eaten in 15 minutes.
That doesn't impress me. I don't care.
Ate 2 gallons.
Gross. I'm getting you a hobby. We need to get Monty some kind of hobby.
What do you mean I have a hobby? Crushing it.
No. No.
No.
No. You're not crushing it. That right there is the lamest thing I've ever heard from anybody ever, that you follow a food eating couple on YouTube.
Not every
Shame.
Day.
Shame.
But I'm like, oh, nice. Another 39-minute video just came out. Sick.
Daddy, watch strip that. Him naked and do the shame walk for him.
Huh?
You need better use of your time, yeah. Dude.
Look, when I have a couple of minutes, I make sure to use it wisely.
I'm sympathetic to your little cancer thing or whatever sometimes, but this
Thank
is...
you.
This
sometimes.
Is,
your little cancer thing sometimes.
This is ridiculous, though.
Please don't assign that to me, DJ. I'm still trying to get over the baby food part of that.
It's disgusting.
You devote 39 minutes a week to competitive eater couples?
Well, that's just his videos. When
You're watching hers,
when,
too?
Yeah, when his girlfriend releases, that's a whole different one.
Think about
it. Because they'll do it back-to-back. They'll go to a restaurant... And if the restaurant has a 12-pound burger, he'll do it, and then she'll record her own video doing the same thing. And again, she's like 120 pounds, maybe.
Ham.
And then they go home and have just the worst dump off.
Gross.
Ham. Go ahead and call the plumber.
Imagine how good our show could be.
If he wasn't watching competitive eaters?
If Monty would dedicate all of the time that he's watching competitive eating couple YouTube content to just show prep. Imagine how good this show
is. This is show prep. What are we talking about right now?
We're shaming you for how much you suck in your free time. That is not the same thing as what. That's not why you're watching this content.
Do you want to hear about my lobster guy? My lobster guy, we've talked about him before during Why Tay Doesn't Suck. He's pretty cool, too. He'll go out and show you all the stuff he catches in his lobster traps. Now and then, he'll catch a 1 in a million blue lobster.
That's better content to me than...
Competitive eaters?
Yes.
And they bring in lobsters, and if the lobsters have a little clip on their tail, they got their known breeders, and they throw them back. Look, man, I'm just a guy who likes to learn. I'm curious. I'm an inquisitive, scientific mind. Can I get back to what happened to Nick Worre here?
You must,
please.
Because he also had the same issue where his score went up after the fact. And this is not the first time that this guy has been caught up in a hot dog controversy.
Do tell more.
How many people can say that?
Me, Ham, Baldy, and Lando, every major ticket event, hot dog controversy, or ban. As a couple of years ago at the hot dog eating contest, he was accused of cheating. Because...
Fake stomach?
He was accused... No, he didn't have like a Wizenator stomach. He was accused of trying to add to his total by grabbing competitors' plates. So one way they quickly track how much you've eaten is by... They know that each plate has 5 hot dogs. So whenever you set one down and say you're done, they can just quickly count 5. And... These people that were there at the event said they saw him grabbing a competitor's plate and putting it on top of his.
And they had to go to count the review. Five. They had to
go to Hot Dog VAR to confirm. George Shea had to get under the hood to determine whether or not. And then you have to like watch in slow-mo them going through all this hot dog shrapnel that's just scattered about their shirts. And by the way, is this a good-looking photo? This is a picture of the guy, Nick Worry. He's mid-incredibly wet hot dog. He's bald except for the red, white, and blue mohawk in the middle of his head.
It's the little shorty mohawk.
The tiny mohawk.
Not long.
The Chuck Liddell one.
Yeah.
He's got the Chuck Liddell red, white, and blue mohawk. And, people were accusing him of adding five dogs to his tally. So, don't know if anything was, anybody was up to no good in this particular case. It may have just been a natural stat correction. But bettors are upset. And they should be.
If we can't even trust the integrity of a hot dog eating contest in America, our forefathers would be very disappointed by this.
I think that was Brendan Sorsby's like last go before he went to rehab, was one more bet on the hot dog eating contest. Like when Ben Affleck had that jaunt through all the fast food places before he went to rehab.
Yeah.
This was his
when
last
bet.
When
he had all
bet.
The Dunkin'.
Yeah.
Whenever inevitably my betting history leaks, I don't think I've ever placed a bet on the hot dog eating. I've got some shameful ones, though. There's no question. I definitely got some Korean League baseball that I was excited to wake up in the next morning to see what happened to the Doosan Bears.
Gosh.
But hopefully that was COVID-related.
Well, the next time...
That's like the only thing going. Oh, no.
During the next baby food...
It's going on all the time.
The next baby food eating championships...
Let me know, and I'll see if there's numbers available.
All right. Oh, yeah. Tyler's got one.